Rural Focus, broadcasting to WA farmers for over 15 years with Frenchy on Radio West.
It's Rural Focus right across regional WA for our Monday morning, and it was a big weekend in football with the 2016 Landmark Country Football Championships. It was the grand final, and to give us a rundown on how the weekend went, we've got Steve Wright from Landmark with us. G'day, Steve. How are you going?
Good morning, Frenchy, and good morning to your listeners.
Mate, thanks for joining us from Landmark this morning. It's a great initiative, very popular, of course, the Country Football Championships. There was a bit of a change on the way it was run this year, but just hearing you and Danny have a chat last week, Steve, everyone seemed to take it on board, and it's worked pretty well.
Yeah, feedback from the players, which is the most important group, has been good, and I guess there'll be a bit of feedback taken again, and it'll be fine-tuned, but the concept here was certainly good.
Now, Steve, it was the grand final on the weekend. You got some results for us this morning.
We have. Look, I'll rip through these pretty quickly. So the final were played yesterday at Medibank. So Division 1, Peel got over top of South West. So Peel had been trying to knock them over for the last 5 years, and here they go. So Peel by 64 points to South West 54 in a great game. Peel only just got away from him in the last quarter. Mm. Division 2, seen Mortlock 14-6-90 to Eastern Districts 11-10-76. Another great game. So Mortlock over top of Eastern Districts in Division 2. And then, of course, the CBH Colts there. We had South West got over top of Great Southern Storm and some great footy, Frenchy, all around there.
Of course, there were some overall fairest and best awards, and these are really important to be able to talk about and obviously be presented to the players.
Yeah, look, Division 1, seeing the overall fairest and best, Division 1 was Jesse Gribble. He got the Jock Coleman Trophy. I watched young Jesse down in Bunbury with the regional game, and yeah, he had a lot of touches, and he'll be up for the state game. Jesse, a great player to keep an eye on there. Division 2, North, the Bud Byfield Trophy went to Aaron Russell from Mortlock, and Lewis Harvey up was shared actually from Central Midlands. Division 2, South, the Jock Beattie Trophy, they went to Scott Willington from the original All-Stars side, and I'll talk about them in a minute. And then we had the Colts section, the Ken Baxter Medal was Chad Ridley from Peel. And the Developing Colt Player Award, the Cranbrae Medal, was won by Thomas Baldwin, Great Southern Storm.
All right, Steve, some grand final fairest and best awards as well.
Yep, the Landmark Medal for the Fairest and Best Division 1 was Brendan Jones, BJ from South Mandurah. The Landmark Medal, the Fairest and Best Division 2 grand final, was Corey Higgins from Mortlock. And then there was the inaugural King Freddie Canino Trophy, the first and best in the Colts grand final, which was Jake Bloomfield from South West. Yeah, so, some deserving people got off getting amongst those ones there.
Yep, well done to all those winners as well. Mate, you wanted to touch on the All-Stars. What do you got for us there this morning?
Yeah, look, it was great. I went to out to Steel Blue on Friday afternoon, and the regional All-Stars put a side in. So that's the Goldfield Esperance and a couple of boys out of Newman. And really impressed with them, And they come up against EDFL, the Eastern Districts League, in a great game out there. And I think I'm going to have a bit of a punt. I've been saying this. I reckon that we'll see a Goldfield side in next year, which will be really, really good.
All right, Steve, that's great news, mate. How do things pan out on Saturday night? And, of course, there's always sponsors that make those events happen.
Yeah, that venue format. We all got together at East Fremantle Oval after the game down there, and there would have been probably of the 400 or 500 players. We would have had about 300 of the players come back, and we had Peter Bell host the night with Jerry Georgiatis. Well, it was a couple of our event there. It was well supported, and we had a really good get together down there. And the East Fremantle Footy Club looked after us, so that concept was really good on Saturday night. The weather, of course, was all right Friday afternoon, but Saturday was a bit average. Unfortunately, we had the hail, the rain, and the sloppy ground, but it really, really ended up well yesterday. The sun was out, and the grand finals were fantastic. Frenchy, if I can just touch on, if you wouldn't mind, our sponsorship, Landmark's 42nd year this year. So it's been a long and a great journey for us. So we're putting in just total funding now of around $2 million over that journey.
Wow.
And we've now re-signed to 2019, and our sponsorship's actually gone up this time. So we've lifted it from $60,000 to $100,000 per annum, and we're locked into 2019.
Wow, that's fantastic, isn't it? So it just goes to show that football does have a place in everyone's heart, local football especially. I think there's something special about local football, and definitely the Landmark Country Footy Championships. As we said, it was a different setup this year, but look, it's gone really well, mate, and obviously the proof's in obviously how much Landmark wants to commit, and obviously with those players coming back to those different events over the last couple of days.
Absolutely. And look, if I can, in just closing, the highlights around the regional All-Stars, I mentioned that was great. There was great footy played on in every level at our right across the event. And, you know, individual and team, you know, efforts were fantastic. Some really great marking and some great goals. It's really good to see country footy on show at its best in Perth. And the boys really supported it. And I guess from where we sit now, Landmark Country Footy Champions 2016 event, it was another great success for us. So we're very happy, and the feedback we're getting, you know, already has been really positive. So we thank you for the opportunity to get on and to share that the results with you and the wider regional team.
Love to support local football, mate. And, of course, Landmark, a very close association with Rural Focus as well. And, of course, the players we speak about have an association with our listeners as well. Steve, thanks for joining us from Landmark this morning. Fantastic wrap-up for the Landmark Country Football Championships. And we'll talk to you soon again here on Rural Focus.
Thanks, mate, for the opportunity.